Let us pray. Thank you for our worship service today and for the message we are about to hear. May these words bring you glory and bless your holy name. We pray that we will hear the good news of this message with open hearts and live lives that glorify you more and more each day. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Exodus from Egypt. The manna from heaven. The crossing of the Red Sea. The entry into the promised land. The birth of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. These events have something in common. They are called the miracle of God. They were not possible by human means. They were possible through mighty God. More importantly, they are known to be the love of God. Today, I want to talk to you about the true love of God. On John chapter 3, verse 14 to 21, God is love. God is love. Human beings were born through the love of God. They were born through the love of parents. Love is powerful. Love is powerful. A famous doctor gave a special prescription to his patients who suffered from severe depression. He says, "Do your best in helping people to be happy and joyful. Then you will be feeling better and healed." Those who expected to take expensive medications were disappointed. However, those who followed the doctor's advice were completely cured. They spent a lot of time helping people to be happy and joyful. Later, they discovered that they were getting better and healed after they shared God's love with others. This is called the power of love. This testifies us that the love of God, not based on theory, but on practice. From here on, we will learn and understand what the true love of God is and how we can put it into practice. Let us read together Book of John chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. "Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." This passage is based on the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 4 to 9. Mighty God saved the people of Israel from their captivity in Egypt. He planned to guide them into the promised land. While they were passing through the desert, they turned away from God. Most of them were killed, but others continued to hold their faith in God. For those people, Mighty God decided to save these people. And He showed His everlasting love to the people. Finally, Lord God ordered his servant Moses to make the bronze snake. The bronze snake. It was the same as the cross of Christ. Those who saw the snake in faith lived. But those who didn't died. Likewise, those who saw the cross in faith have lived, while those who didn't see the cross have died. This is possible through Christ. This made it possible for the children of God to survive through the love of God. A minister was leading a service one Sunday. At the beginning of the sermon, he showed some people some photos of Jesus. Jesus' persecution and his death and his resurrection. The congregation at the church were given time and opportunity to consider who Jesus was and why he died and was raised from the dead. And they came to realize what Christ had done so far for his people, and they started weeping. They started weeping in their hearts. The minister started delivering the word of God based on the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. It was about the true love of God. And he said, This is known to be the true love of God. How could any parent allow their loving child to die for others? However, mighty God allowed his one and only Son to die for his people. So he sent Jesus to save his people from their sins. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus, his people were able to come to him. They were saved. They were healed. They were transformed. And they were given eternal life. This is called the true love of God. Let us read together. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I heard the same message when I went to church for the first time. It touched my heart. It made me realize who mighty God was and why he sent his dear Son into this world. Later, I decided to believe in Jesus as my personal Savior and Lord. Originally, human beings sinned against God, so they were doomed to die. As time passed, they came to realize that they needed to come to God for their sins to be forgiven. For this reason, they made efforts to come to God. But they could not come to God through their own efforts. Finally, mighty God decided to send his one and only Son to save his people from their sins. Jesus was persecuted, died, and was raised from the dead. Because of this, those who believed in Jesus were saved and healed and transformed and given eternal life. John 3 verse 16 is known to be one of the best known and often quoted verses in the entire Bible. Martin Luther once called the passage the gospel within the gospels. Gospel within the gospels. This passage has changed many people's lives for the past 1,000 years. This passage begins, God so loved the world. We believe that mighty God loved our world. However, the Jewish people did not agree. They thought that God only loved them, Jewish people, not others. Let us understand what this means. The world comes from the Greek word cosmos. Cosmos means the world or something ordered. It also means the place where those live and work for the love and glory of God. Based on this, we might wonder how God loved the world, which was full of sins and death. Book of Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, we did not know who God was. While we were sinners, we didn't know how to survive. Right at the time, Jesus died for us. He showed us what the true love is. The theme of this passage, John 3:16, is the true love of God. It is called agape. Agape means unconditional love. It belongs to God's love. It is also called ahab in Hebrew. Ahab means the love of God for man and the love of man for a good God. It also means breathe in and breathe out. Here, breath includes wind and spirit of God. Hence, we can love someone when God's spirit comes upon us. This is known to be God's love. I once read this story in a book. A family brought a male and female bird into their home in winter. The birds gave birth to babies. The family raised them inside the house. On a sunny day, the family took them out of the house, but forgot to take them in at night. Early next morning, they went out to see what happened to the birds. Unfortunately, the parent birds died because of the cold weather. However, the baby birds survived. They survived because the parent birds looked after the baby birds. This reminds us of the true meaning of love. As the parent birds saved the baby birds, mighty God sent his one and only son, Jesus, to save his people from their sins. Through the love of God, we believers of Christ were saved and healed and transformed and given eternal life. There was a church in a small town. The congregation was very proud of its new minister. At the first Sunday service, the minister preached about the love of God through John 3:16. The message touched the hearts of many people at the church. The next Sunday, the minister gave them the same message as the first service. But there was no complaint because most of the members understood that the minister was so busy that he had no time to prepare for the sermon. On the following Sunday, the congregation was very shocked because the minister gave the same message again. After the sermon, one of the church members asked why he did the same message again. To them, the minister answered, "I will give you the same message again and again. If you do not put this message into practice." This reminds us that the believers of Christ are to understand the love of God and put this message into practice. I believe that most believers of Christ understand the love of God based on the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. But I wonder how many people put this message into practice. If we do not, we might be like the Jewish people who didn't follow the word of God. Unfortunately, they neglected to apply the message of God to their own lives. They never tried to put this message into practice. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. He gave the most important one to his people. God gave everything to his people. In the same way, believers of Christ are to give what is most important to God and his people. Are you ready to give everything to God and his people? We are living a limited life here on earth, and we have no idea of what will happen to us in the near future. More importantly, we must use our time wisely. We are to do our best serving God and his people by using our gifts, our talents, and belongings in this world. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not die but have eternal life." In this passage, we might wonder what eternal life means. What does eternal life mean? Here, eternal comes from, here, eternal comes from the Greek word aionios. Aionios. It means eternal life operates simultaneously. Eternal life works simultaneously outside of time. Outside of time, inside of time, and beyond time. It also means it is much more than a long or never-ending life. More importantly, eternal life does not mean that this life goes on forever. Instead, eternal life has the idea of a certain quality of life. of God's kind of life. God's kind of life. It is the kind of life enjoyed in eternity. Based on this, we must make our own efforts to live a better life here on earth. We are to do our own best to live a quality of life. More importantly, believers of Christ are given eternal life. We are given God's quality of life. For this reason, we must spend our life with the guidance of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 2 says, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. The author of the book is Solomon. He is known to be one of the greatest men in the Bible because he was given great wisdom and wealthy by God. He was so proud of his wealth and his belongings here in this world. But later he realized that all of those things in the world were meaningless without God. We are able to learn from him. He decided that everything is only meaningful in God. Everything is only meaningful in God and with God. For this reason, we are to do our own best to live a better and meaningful life through Christ. We often hear of millionaires or billionaires wasting their lives in spite of their wealth, money, and belongings. They could lose everything in one day. I hear of young people these days who want to be a famous singer, TV star, or movie star. A few months ago, I was reading a news article on the webpage. The article was about a man who was known to be one of the famous K-pop managers in Korea. He was so proud of his fame, his wealth, and money. Later, he repented. Unfortunately, he lost everything, including his family, his wealth, and money. To make matters worse, he suffered from depression. He had done his best to find true happiness. It eluded him as he searched, trying through good works and even religions. He never accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, who would give him true happiness, joy, and love in this world. Let us read together John chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This passage tells us that Jesus was sent to this earthly kingdom not to condemn people, but to save them. Here, the word condemn comes from the Greek language krino. Krino means pick out, to choose, by separating or to make a decision of right or wrong, especially on an official legal standard. It also means choose the right one by the guidance of God. For this reason, believers of Christ are to make decisions based on the word of God. Remember that Jesus was sent into this world to help disciples of Christ to come to God. I remember the first day when my children learned to ride a bike. I was with them and cared for them all the time, so they did not worry. Sometimes they had a fall, but I would catch them, and so they did not get hurt. Likewise, mighty God is with us and always caring for us. Sometimes He will catch us when we have a fall or when we are in trouble. That is why mighty God sent His Son Jesus to save us, to heal us, to care for us, and give us eternal life. Together with Jesus, mighty God sent the Holy Spirit, who would help His people to come to God. He also sent the disciples of Christ, who would help children of God to follow God, no matter where they went and what they did. Let us continue to live and walk to the glory of God. Remember that mighty God is still here with us, guiding us, caring for us, and blessing us all the time. Let us pray together. Mighty God, thank you so much for what you have done for us. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save us, heal us, transform us, and give us eternal life. Help us continue to live and walk for the glory of God here in this world. Be with us, guide us, care for us, and bless us all the time. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.